Your dad died when I was young, that you really know. I was just heard the song and I was talking to my gran. He said, I've heard this little snippet, a band called the Rolling Stones. And my gran said, your dad liked the Rolling Stones. And if you go in the front room in the cupboard, there's still his old records. And I opened up this box and there was a 45, they put it on the record player. And as soon as it started, that's it, the world changed. Fucking everything was in colour. It was the Rolling Stones, man. And my life at that point went off on a different direction. And it's been fucking bright ever since.
I was in bed really late at night because I wasn't allowed to listen to them. And so it's always got those kind of illicit connotations for me.
And who they were? I don't know where they came from.
I'd never seen people with teeth like that and skin like that. You know?
I've been listening to Rolling Stones songs since I was born.
Old enough to know how to dance, and I'm old enough to know, like, the real deal from the bullshit.
First time I heard the Rolling Stones, I'd say, I was a little kid like Dad, was obsessed with the Stones.
Hey, Dad, like, what's this record in the crotch like?
I was in San Francisco in a taxi.
I was watching TV.
And so we met the whole hype on Spice.
And when I heard the opening riffs, I made the taxi driver pull over.
Everybody sort of got quiet.
Oh my gosh, who are these guys?
What the hell is this?
I did remember my Aunt Mary getting very upset when she saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Who are these badasses?
Ooh, those are the bad boys. Like, I love Paul McCartney, I'm 7.
That was some very serious musical shit.
After I saw the Rolling Stones, I was messed up.
The sound of his guitar, it was like being hit with a dead mackerel.
When I listen to that song, I'm like high, you know? I like, I smoke marijuana.
I'm stoned for the moment.
They taught Americans about American music.
It felt natural, it felt like it belongs in my ears.
If somebody put a gun to my head and said that I'd have to have sex with a Rolling Stone,
I think that would have to be with that most dapper of gentlemen.
Charlie, because he's got great manners and impeccable taste in clothes.
I have had a gun pointed at me by Keith Richards.
Keith Richards once threatened to stab me.
And he certainly didn't have sex. I think it'd be funny to watch Mick Jagger have sex.
I don't go in there.
No?
No.
Mick, because then after the sex we could go running.
Keith. I mean, Mick, I could hang Mick for my keychain, you know what I mean? I'm like 6'3".
I would have sex online because he's an artist.
Can you have two at once? The roadies.
All of them. One Jack, over to you.
Just a kissing one. Just a kissing.
You do it, guys.
They'd be rude to pick, I'll just let them all fuck me.
But you know what happens when the Stones go on. They're great songs to do bad things to.
About the Rolling Stones.
Stones, man, I thought I was here for an interview about Madonna.
Rock stars, you know, we don't have rock stars anymore.
It's incredible that they've been together for 50 years.
They're still out there doing that, you know.
Just how skinny they all are. It really, really pisses me off.
It costs a lot of believing.
It's been the greatest fucking off with the greatest soundtrack. But the greatest rock and roll band that the world will ever know. And that's it. Ooh, that's a bit emotional. Thank you.
Good evening, you! Will you please welcome the Rolling Stones?
Come on, well, it's good to be alive.
New Jersey! Or as you guys would say, what are you looking at New Jersey? We first played in Newark in 1965, in the summer of 1965. The Symphony Hall Theatre, which is still here, right? And was any of you guys were at that show, at that theatre? Well, we were there! I'm glad you're standing there. What are we doing next? I'm
good, okay? We'll be right back. we had an amazing time at the 12 last night. I don't know if you, did you see any of that? From the beginning to the end. Right. We even had Bruce open for us on the sore train. Right, but he's gonna be here on Saturday night in this very spot with us. I don't know if you're anybody gonna be here.
I hope so.
Anyway, we'd like to, New Jersey, like to dedicate this one for you. Thank you.
I want to tell you we've got a special guest for you tonight. And we'd like to welcome up on the stage Mr. John Mayer. John. Nice to see you.
How are you?
You think we're going to do a blues, right? I'm not going to do a blues. We're going to do this tune called Respectable.
I'm Ballad time, Harold the Hands of Your Neighbours.
There's no sleeping exit. No, I'm staying.
That's right, Pierre. We got this, now we have a request moment because people have been voting online and on our Rolling Stones app and in the various social networking sites and voted for a song we put up there of choice of, and the song is Around and Around. Well, that's an old one, isn't it? I mean, we haven't done that one on stage for a long time. Do you remember that one? Yes! Ronnie says he knows it. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Said the joint was rocking, going round and round. This one we do called Doom and Gloom.
I'm
Okay, this one we do called One More Shot.
Thank you. off, you know, kind of hanging after dark. People think I'm crazy, shuffling on the street, anxious on my feet. People ask me, what's the matter with you, boy?
Try to take it.
I want to tell you who's up there tonight with us singing and playing. First of all, I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Bernard Fowler. Yes. Right alongside him is Lisa Fisher. On the horns tonight, on the saxophone, Tim Rees. Bobby Keys on the tenor sax. On the bass, Daryl Jones. On the keyboards, Chuck LaFell. Having a quick fact behind the cycle shed, on the guitar, Ronnie Woke.
Thank you. Thank you.
about to do this, it's like, ow! If I'm about to, ow!
Stop! time now?
We want to thank you so much, everybody, for supporting us all these 50 years that you've been coming to our shows. And we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can't always get
what's your favorite flavor? Well, I sung my song to my friend Jimmy. Can you sing one word?
Stone.